In him we live and move and have our being. We depend on him and him alone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He's our source of life. He's our source of life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read some scripture before we start to praise him. We never praise him. I want you to see the reason why you must praise him. I want you to see the reason why you must praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 92. Let's read it. Psalm 92. Most of these scriptures we are reading is they are from the psalmist. David was a man after God's own heart. And most of these psalms were written by him. We know the psalms for warfare. Every Christian, they know the psalm for warfare that will make the enemy bend his neck before he wake up from sleep. Will make the enemy fall down and die. Every Pharaoh in my life, what are you waiting for? Die, 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 die. Die by fire. But Pharaoh did not die by fire, he died by water. Amen. Psalm 92, verse 1. And I'll read it to verse 5. He says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, and every one of us here, we have that instrument. Can I see them? Can I see the instrument? That's the instrument. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God loves people to worship him with instruments. God loves people to worship him with instruments. That's why he gave you an inborn instrument. Every human being has an instrument to praise God with. Hallelujah. Some people don't believe in using any other instrument. Some churches don't believe in using these instruments we use here. Amen. No. Anything that you can use. Anything you can use. To make noise and worship God with it. Use it. Okay, let's read on. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp, with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep, very, very deep. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Psalm 100. Are we there? He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, from verse 1. All ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. See the reason, verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read one verse in Psalm 9. Psalm number 9. Psalm number 9 and verse. Psalm 9. If you are there. I'm reading verse. Hallelujah. There's a way he put it here. Verse 11. I love the way he put it there. He said, sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Declare among the people his doings. That's why you should learn to give testimonies. Declare among the people his doings. Has he done anything for you? Declare for the whole world to know there is a God that does things in Zion. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. First Chronicles chapter 16. Not Corinthians, so Chronicles in the Old Testament. Some people will go to Corinthians. Chronicles chapter 16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David brought the ark of God back to Israel. At this point, we are reading. And he appointed musicians. Oh, glory be to God. Let me read it from verse 4. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. And these are the ones that the names of those musicians. Hallelujah. Those are the names of those musicians. Samuel, Kekere, Chizoba. Who again? Chijoke. Who again? Chibuzo. Martin. Who again? Moses with talking drum. Who again? Blessing. Yemi. All of them. Verse 5. With psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, the Jaziel, the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Verse 7. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to turn the Lord into the hands of Asaph and his brethren. This is the psalm he gave from verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Before I read verse 10, listen. This King David that wrote this psalm, he had fought battles. He fought battles with the Philistines. He fought battles with the Amorites, all those enemies around them. And yet, he's standing. It is because it is from those battles that you will see the reality of God. Anytime God wants to reveal himself to you, church, anytime God wants to reveal himself to a child of God, he does not reveal to you by making you a millionaire. No, it will always be through a battle. He will fight it in a way that you will know, hi, this is not me, this is God. Unless you catch that, you will miss him. God is best known in deliverance. When all hopes are gone, that is when why he comes, so that forever you will appreciate him. If you become a millionaire, because millions will never drop from the sky to you, you always do something for the millions to come. So you always think it is your brain that has given you that million. So he cannot use worldly prosperity, material prosperity, to prove himself to you. He will not do that, because you will sit down and always say, now your brain may come. But he will always reveal himself, always, when it is time to fight a battle. When you think all is gone, you are in that same accident, everybody perish, you come out alive. Then you see blood everywhere. You see everybody else is dead. You are supposed to die too, but you are alive. Then you will know there is God. Hallelujah. That's why David was a man after God's own heart. Let me read from verse 10. The Psalm. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which is commanded to 1,000 generations. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, of his oath with unto Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Hey. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Show forth. Only on Sundays. When? From day to day his salvation. Every day you see God fighting battle for you. There's one face I saw here now. You. Alpha. Your body?
I'm okay now.
Eh?
I'm all right now.
You're okay now.
Yes, sir.
She traveled home and came back. She don't feel go walk again. Strange. And she knew it was an attack. It was clear. She knew it was an attack. She could not even go to work for 2 days or so. Amen. The same thing that happened to her, they said it's a common thing now. The enemy is using and attacking people in her village. And they're telling her, Bila said they don't get you. Amen. Until she came this Friday night. I pray for you Friday night.
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
She could not stand. You could not stand before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you will dance more than anybody. Everybody. Show forth his wonders from day to day. Every day. Show that there is a God that lives. Praise the Lord. Verse 24. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols. Is that true? Are you reading with me? But the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, you kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let's read one more Psalm. Psalm 50. Psalm 50, 5-0. That is King David for you. That's another psalm that he gave to the chief musician, Asaph. Verse 7. Psalm 50, verse 7. Let me read from verse 7. If you're there. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee, I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices. Listen carefully. Or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is man, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I will not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? See where I am going. Verse 14 and verse 15. Offer unto God what? Shout thanksgiving. Shout thanksgiving. Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, I want us to, from today, develop a spirit of thanksgiving. This church has more reasons than so many churches I know, especially believers of this end time message delivered to us through the ministry of William Marion Braham. This church has experienced the grace of God the most that I know of. The most. A minister that visited me yesterday, the same thing we are talking. The grace in this church is so much, our members don't seem to even appreciate it enough. See? A young man also was in my house yesterday, as faith we have it. According to her, 3 years ago, she said, a young girl entered a bus that he was in. And the bus driver now called a particular amount for the transport fare. And the young girl said, no, she doesn't have that money. Stop, stop. Let her calm down. And this young man sitting said, no, sister, enter. I'll pay. And paid. And then from there, they started talking. He said, you look like a daughter of God. Why? She was not putting on earrings like those worldly people dress. See, our dressing is an identity. And then he said, "Where do you worship?" And she said, she mentioned the name of this church. Amen. And then, thank you. Praise God. And she said, anyway, through discussion, he got the address of, because she said, he started telling her that he had problem. Nothing is moving around him. He's having challenges. And this young man was an evangelist. And this young man was from a Muslim family home in the north. He gave his life to Christ and had to face a lot of persecutions, and he was, you know, according to him, he has given a testimony here. I don't remember them. But he reminded me something. So, this young man traced this address and came here on a Friday vigil. According to him. Now he got here burdened and said, he sat down at the back there. According to him, he has never worshipped in such an atmosphere before. That night, he said, the power of God came upon him. I remember he was reminding me yesterday. I was at the altar, and in the spirit, I was hearing somebody praying in Hausa. And I asked, maybe some of you who were here that day, I said, I am hearing somebody praying in Hausa. Who is the person? And he came from the back, and I told him, the Lord has granted your petition. Now, that young man, anyway, shortly after that, why he came to my house, after the Lord broke that yoke here by just that visit. He said he came here the next Sunday. After Friday, Sunday he came. He said, we were doing administration for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said he didn't know what happened to him. He received the Holy Ghost there. He said he just remembered he saw himself at the altar. A very hefty looking man at the altar. He said it was from that time the yoke upon him was broken. He said even his ministry now changed. Anywhere he goes to minister, something must happen. And then shortly after that, he met a young girl. Now this sister that he met in the bus happened to be my sister-in-law living with me, Esther. And shortly after that experience, they never met again. Shortly after that, he met a young girl. And that same young girl too happened to be another sister-in-law of mine, a far distant relation. So yesterday, that sister-in-law came to bring her husband to come and show me. That is how I met him, and he was now telling me this testimony. You know, the world is very small. But the emphasis of that testimony is, he came to this place and his life changed. The yoke that they hook him with, that nothing will move forward with him, was broken here. They come from outside. They come here and see the grace of God. They tap into it. And everywhere they go, they are testifying and testifying and testifying. But our members who are here have not yet recognized it. That's my emphasis. It pains me because people who are not in the message, we come here and receive the glory that is meant for the bride and go out and enjoy. And the only reason is because we do not appreciate what the Lord is doing here. Luke chapter 17. Can we open it? Luke chapter 17. songwriter says, oh, that man who praise the Lord. Oh, that man who praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderfulness to the children. To the children. For his goodness and for his to the children. To the
children of men,
he has broken
the gates of wrath.
Oh,
and caught the backs of our
yes,
enemies.
Oh, he has broken
the gates of wrath.
Yes, sir.
And caught the backs of our
enemies. Chapter 17, Luke. Let me read the story from verse 11. We know the story, but just pick a thought from there. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that's Jesus Christ, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9 that are not found? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. See? That's my emphasis here today. That's my emphasis here today. Picking a thought from there. 10 lepers. Church. The story here. The lepers in Israel. They are not the type of lepers we have here now. In Leviticus chapter 13, there was the law for the lepers. Once they begin to see some things growing and it grows white and it is leprosy, the Bible says the high priest declares that person unclean. Therefore, he's isolated. That's why that scripture there, if you read it, it says, 10 lepers that stood afar off. Jesus is passing. They must not come near the people. They stood very far. So they had to shout, Jesus, Master! You know, here, I will not come near you. We can't even come like the woman of issue of blood and try to touch your garment. We are unclean. We are unclean. And that's a perfect type of what frustration has reduced some people into. You, some of us have become irrelevant because of frustrations of life. When you go home, people are talking, you cannot talk. They say, come and contribute. You cannot contribute. You will sit down in one far end because there are some bad mountain relations that if you want to talk, they say, hey, shut up. If they talk, if some of them bring, now what do you go feel bring? And you know, it's very frustrating for an ambitious young man to find himself in that type of condition. Frustration. And one day, the Lord God, you called upon him and he answer you and change your situation. I have a young brother among us here that told me his testimony. Not just, I know it. He said, in his village, he was in Lagos here. The type of accommodation he was living. When we went to see him, it's 1/4 of a room. Pastor Thomas, you know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking. It's an old minister in this church. Thank you. I know one called name again. I know they like to call name again. But you know him. Like I should describe him. Eh? He used to sell. I should not. Okay. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, that brother, his condition was so terribly horrible. He told me personally, he said, any day he's able to get 100 naira. That is big money for him that day. For him and his wife and about 4 or 5 children. The room was just enough for a 6-spring bed to enter. No space. So only God knows how the children were sleeping and everything. In a compound that was worse than a slum. You can think of. And suddenly, God made him relocate this ministry. And suddenly, his condition changed. God visited him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He moved from that 1/4 room to a 3-bedroom flat. Hallelujah. Plus air condition. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's riding his second car now. He's riding his second car now. And he told me that the whole village heard that God has visited him. That his condition has changed. When he was going home, he said, he went with his car and everybody came out and they were looking at him. Your car? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was the condition of those lepers. And that's the condition of so many of us that have come to the Lord, especially those who came through this ministry. Amen. But 10 of them, only one remembered to give thanks. What, anytime I read this story, what comes to my mind is, the other 9, what were they thinking? How did they deserve that miracle? Have they seen that type of miracle before? They were just going and their bodies changed. Is it not enough? Your condition changed. You will now remember who changed your condition. And come back to him. The Bible said this one fell to the ground and worshipped him. But Christ said, but you were 10. Why is it? And I want you to note, the person that came back was a Samaritan. It means the other 9 were Jews. He said, except this stranger. He referred to him as a stranger because he was not a Jew, a Samaritan. So it is also in this ministry. Those who come back to this church to show appreciation for what the Lord has used this ministry to do, they are always people who are not members of this church. The members of this church. So many of them. I don't know. I'm looking for an English word to describe it. Not too many. Not too many, not too many, not too many. A few of you do that. A few of you do that. And a place I want to stress, few. The generality of this, the members of this church, the reason you do that sometimes is you are waiting, you give God condition. Let me wait. When what I'm planning to do is, I'm expecting 300 million from this. And when the thing comes, that is when I will knock off all this thing, this building, and change. I've just let it come. So this 10 million you just received now, I just want to use it and, you know, say to myself, these people, they don't yap me too much for village. When I land now, I'm going to cheap, I go buy. When I land now, because we are seeing state of the art cars parked in our car park. We are seeing people changing cars. But we are not seeing tithes that are paid card reflecting the cost of that car. And they are changing cars every time. And the reason, see, five big, big, big cars are there. Cars that cost 10 million, they are parked there. If you take 10 million to buy motor, it means you are supposed to have put at least 2 million tight. Because for you to take 10 million, you don't go take everything when you can go buy motor. Certainly now, 2 plus 2 is 4. We know. I don't need vision for that. The reason is, you are this first one where you get, I just once said to myself, okay, you don't buy car, you don't change house. The next one where I get, how at this church is a wonderful church. I've invited so many people to come to this church. Ah, they tell everybody everywhere. Anytime you go to this church, your situation must change. See now, see the car where they ride. And okay, I don't ride car. Don't now. Let me own my house first for Lagos. And when I finish building that house, when I will face Grand Assembly, all the ministers, I'll buy them everyone. One car. Let me just finish my project for Ikotu. When I build that one finish, I will. Those 9 lepers that went, they were busy saying, for how many years now they have been suffering from that leprosy? They did not allow them to enter temple. They did not allow them to go to marketplace. Let me go and show them that I think they can see my body now. And then they forgot who changed their situation. Change that mentality, church. God first. Let's see another scripture. Oh, blessed be the name of God. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. If you're there, let me read a few verses here. Verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which are commanded this day, lest when thou hast eaten and are full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. I'm talking to somebody here. Verse 15. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness where you were suffering? You did not perish. It was the one that saw you through that wilderness. Wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions, witches and wizards, and drought. Where there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not. That he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. And thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swear unto thy father at this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Psalm 103. Never, never you forget the Lord. Always remember that you are who you are today by his grace. You came out of that difficult situation, out of that wilderness. He is the one that saw you through. Put God first. Appreciate him. Appreciate him every time. And what I'm saying to all, big and small. Big and small. Psalm 103. Verse 1. bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. That is the same anointing that came on the songwriter. I believe that was the song was trying to say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, praise his name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is with me. When you say all that is within me, hallelujah, all that is within me, praise the Lord, it means even if I am possessed, tell that demon inside of you to praise the Lord. All that is within me, that spirit that is making you disobey God, and all that is within me, praise his name. Great thing he has done, great thing he has done, great thing, praise his holy. Say it again, he has done great thing. Oh,
he has done great thing. He has done great things. He has done great things. Praise his holy name.
How many people have any reason to praise God? Is anybody here? No, don't put up your hand quickly. I never thought you put up your hand. That means just one put up hand. What happened? You hear me before you answer. How many people sitting down here, from your heart, you know, you can testify that God has done at least one great thing in your life? Can I see their hand up? Ah. Put down your hand now. Wait. Come on, make a look this side, this morning. That side, that side, that side. How many of you this side? Remember, one thing that God has done, one great thing. Even you, put down your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise to him. Okay, let's finish that reading. Let's finish it. Verse 2. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All his benefits. That is the reason why you have to praise the Lord. And he listed some of them. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? If you are sure that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed your sins, and you stand justified before God, can I see your hand again up? Oh, wave that hand. Wave that hand. Oh, wave that hand. Wave that hand. Thank you. Thank you. And that's the greatest testimony of a human being. Put down your hand. That is the greatest testimony of a human being. Your greatest testimony is not that you built 3 houses in 2010. Amen. The greatest testimony of any human being on earth is blessed assurance, Jesus is I. No one at all test of glory divine. That's our testimony. Salvation,
purchase of blood,
of his spirit was
washed in his blood.
Hallelujah.
This is my story. This is my song. Praise him, my Savior. Honor the Lord. This is my story. This is my song. Praise him, my Savior. Honor the Lord.
Hallelujah. Salvation, so they cannot appreciate salvation. The devil has beclouded us with the chaos of this world. So much until the way somebody will come and dance. Eh? Pastor Thomas, I'm not always here when you are taking testimony. Has anybody ever come for thanksgiving for the salvation of his soul in this church? Eh?
They will only say, I thank God for salvation of my soul. This is my testimony. They are not the special thanking me for salvation of souls.
Eh? I've not seen somebody that is bringing cow and goat. People, they ask me, say, then, when you reach and say, praise God, I came to give thanks. Because as you see me so, I was a rotten sinner. I was on my way going to hell. And Jesus stopped me. I was sitting down and I received this experience. And from that day, I discovered, say, I'm not a thief again. I discovered, say, I'm not a fornicator again. I discovered, say, I'm not fit lie again. I discovered, say, I say, me, I'm not a good nightclub again. Me, I just say, who I be? And Jesus, God tell me, say, I be in Pekin. That is why, church, I came to thank God for the salvation of my soul. Who has ever done that here? Praise God. Hey, oh, I'm waiting for the day that person will give that testimony. Somebody that will come and give thanks that the power of sin in his life has been broken. That's the greatest that's the greatest benefit of Calvary. He came to his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become what? The sons of God. Amen. You just imagine that President Obama of America comes to adopt you